We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station. This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon and welcome. A Wednesday edition of The Drive here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you in. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, we're with you for the next couple of hours. Max Power is producing and engineering the show from his headquarters next door.
There he is.
I can't see Max, but
He looks good.
But he smells good. I'll say that.
I don't get it.
You know what? You don't need to get it.
He's in another room.
And that's what it was meant to be. What do you call that kind of humor besides hilarious? You call it
weak? I don't know. I can't answer that question.
What do you call it? And by the way, what are you doing with your headphones?
Those should be my headphones.
Plug yours in over there.
But I guess I'll use these. And I switched these out yesterday.
I want the good headphones. Okay?
No.
Not that they're not all great, but I want the high dollar.
The high dollar.
No, I am using the
These are the high dollar ones. They're just not as
good. I like these. Let's get right to the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. Here's Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Bobby, Jeff, how are we doing today?
I hear you're on the road.
Oh, I'm there now. We made it about 2 hours ago.
Where were you headed? I don't know anything about this.
I was headed to Metairie, Louisiana.
Why?
15 to 20, my grandpa's funeral.
Oh, I'm but sorry.
We're sorry about that, Andrew. Nah, it's fine. We came a little bit early. So the funeral's on Saturday, but we're going to have a really good time. This is my first time in Louisiana, so I'm really excited to explore. And we're only about 15 to 20 minutes away from New Orleans, so I'm going to go down and see the Superdome. I went to LSU today. It's been a blast.
New Orleans is a great, great city. For those of us who are 21 and over.
Oh, yeah, really? Okay. Well,
you'll have fun, Andrew.
Yes, you will.
Don't worry, Bourbon Street, it's a city of music, too.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, I can't wait. Any suggestions where I should go? If you've been here before,
I've just hung out on Bourbon Street the times I've been there, listening to the music. Have a good time, Andrew.
I will. And one more thing before I leave. My Patriots hard-fought battle last night between the 16 team and the nation, and we only lost 3-2-2 at the very end.
Now, who was that against?
The Cheney Bat Dogs.
Who ranks summer baseball teams, Andrew?
And I question your ranking of number 6 in the country, but that's okay.
No, number 16. 16 in the country.
Yeah, by what 16. Publication?
By not the Sunflower Collegiate League. I'll share it to you on Facebook. I can't remember the name.
Send that to us, Andrew.
All right.
Have a great time.
Highly skeptical that someone's out there ranking.
Why would you be skeptical? Cheney's got a good program.
I'm not saying they're not good. I just who's sitting down ranking summer baseball teams?
Maybe you know what? Somebody does.
They shouldn't. I'll posit that.
They love the game that much. Here's Lucas. Lucas, you're next.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes, you are, Lucas.
Thank you so much. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
That's fantastic.
What are you, Andrew's brother? Let's go.
No, I'm not.
I've never heard this kind of enthusiasm.
What's going on,
back
Lucas?
To back?
I'm just really excited to call the show. This is, I'm a longtime listener, just the first time I've called. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be nervous, Lucas.
This is a moment.
I'm like your great grandfather, and Jeff's some bum off the street. So go for it.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so sometimes I wonder, Why do you talk to people sometimes like that, Bob? Like, you're kind of judgmental.
Yeah, what's up with that, Bob?
Well, I'm judgmental because most people bother me.
Well, you shouldn't be like that. I don't know why you got to be like that. Don't be a jerk. And I'm Indians, good job. Good job, Jeff. I know you like Indians,
Thank
so good
you.
Job.
They're doing well right now. 8 games over
Lucas. 500. Lucas, you really think I'm a jerk? Apparently, Lucas is a hit and run guy.
You terrified him.
What was that?
I don't know. That was a good call.
You put him up to that?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I don't know Lucas, but thought that was one of our better calls.
So
Max
that wasn't really a first-time caller.
It sure was.
And it wasn't a guy who was nervous.
He was nervous?
It's a guy who wanted to call this show and call me a jerk.
He was nervous to call you a jerk.
Why is that? Why would he call me a jerk?
I don't know. He said he shouldn't talk
Why
down
am
to
I
people.
Judgmental? Am I judgmental to callers?
Yeah.
And no,
me,
really.
And me and just, you know, those closest
but
to
But you enjoy it.
Do I?
Don't you?
It's fine.
You're judgmental to me.
Am I?
Of course. Who cares? Sometimes you say things on the show, and now you got a Twitter account. Things Jeff says.
It's not even things Jeff says.
I know what it is.
And
let's see him tweet. Congratulations.
Have they tweeted? No, cowards.
But they've got an account.
Good.
So do I have an account? No.
You have fake Bob Lutz.
And that guy does nothing. He's completely lost interest, as we knew he would.
No, he's tweeting.
He's not witty enough to keep it up. Seriously.
And neither will this guy be.
No. If you're going to do that, like Super 70s sports, you got to be that good.
And he's not even following me, so how good can
Parody
this account
accounts
be?
Don't work because the people doing them aren't creative enough.
Right. You can't climb into the mind of someone else and pretend like this is a tweet from
It sounds
that
like a really good idea at first, but about 10 minutes after you start it, you're like, I got nothing interesting or funny to say.
And the premise of this account is that I say ridiculous things.
Well, that's true.
But I'm actually glad. If you are going to tweet blank Jeff says 16, then we'll all look back on it in a year or two and be like, man, that really came to fruition.
Let's get to Justin, who I will treat with the utmost respect. Justin.
Hello, how you doing, sir?
We're doing well, sir.
I wanted to know what you guys thought about the Tyreek Hill situation.
Listen, I don't know what to think. I don't know how he was involved. I just know that his past makes me extremely skeptical of that guy's humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait till he's back on the Chiefs.
Apparently you don't share my concern about his humanity.
I mean, everybody has different opinions, sir.
No, I'm not saying an opinion. I'm saying, do you share my concerns about his humanity? That's not an opinion. That's a concern.
It's kind of an opinion.
Do you share any of that, Justin?
Nah.
Okay, thank you.
So Tyreek Hill,
this is a
doesn't matter.
Outside of Andrew, how can you not have concerns? That's
because he catches touchdowns. What do you mean?
You're serious.
No, but that's the logic. That's what some people will.
So that guy has no concern because Tyreek Hill makes the Chiefs better.
I guess. That's the only
reason. Is that where we are? I just want to bury my head and pretend like none of this is happening.
Well, of course.
Travis, you're next.
We have more calls? What's going on?
And apparently we're calling from a wind tunnel. Travis, how are you?
Oh, good, good. Hey, what do you guys think about old Kevin Keithman getting suspended?
We talked about that yesterday at length.
Should have been suspended.
Did you talk about that? Yeah.
Should have been suspended, Travis.
I think so.
Should be fired.
I'm wondering if that's going to happen. He pushes the limits in the radio world, that's for sure.
Looks like they're trying to get to muddle through it with a suspension to me and hope the story goes away.
I'm wondering.
We have no attention span in American society anymore, so what he did will be forgotten soon.
Who are we talking about again?
Oh, yeah, I apologize. I didn't know you guys talked about it yesterday.
No, it's okay.
When I'm not on the show, it's like it doesn't exist.
Oh, yesterday's show.
Thank you.
It gets kind of boring. It gets kind of boring. I like arguing with you.
Thank you.
Be quiet. Yesterday's show.
What? Did you hear him?
Yeah, well, it's even now, I guess. Yesterday's show was fantastic. probably one of the best shows.
How so?
I can't tell you all the details. But
what do you mean you can't tell? Oh, well, I was attacked?
No, not at all.
Well,
I made some executive decisions that you are not going to be happy with.
Well, I'll hear about them, and they're not executive decisions.
They are.
Because they don't apply anymore.
I made promises that I now have to keep.
Here's Damien. Damien, you're next on the drive, 869-1240.
What's up, Bob?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm having a good day. My Yankees, they got the 29 straight games with a home run.
Yes, they do. That's an all-time record. Yes. Congratulations.
Very good. And then, I like how Lucas stuck it to you. That was hilarious. Okay? He roasted you.
You do
Nobody
one now,
roast
Damien.
Me, Damien. That was probably you pretending to be Lucas. And nothing. It all rolls off my back, Damien.
Not me. What I was talking about.
Thanks for the call, Damien. Has any show had a more questionable first 10 minutes?
This has been a struggle. I don't know where these people are coming from.
You open up the phone lines and you take what you get.
Yeah, it's been strange so far.
Has Max done his job screening these calls?
Well, first segment's usually going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge anyway.
It is. So what executive decisions did you make yesterday that I'm going to have to live with in your mind that I won't immediately nix?
Well, I'm sorry, but what's done is done in some cases.
What'd you do?
So yesterday we were bargaining for what I would have to give to people to get them to see Jason Eadie here in Wichita.
Why do you do this?
Because we're going to fill the place.
Why do you do this?
What do you mean?
It's pathetic.
So people asked for things, and I either agreed to them or altered
them. It's pathetic.
Or said no, or said ask again later.
You're not selling me out for Jason Eadie.
I didn't sell you out. What do you mean?
What did you agree to do?
Well, I agreed to give someone Guns N' Roses tickets.
No, you can't do that.
They're given away. They're done. They're handed out. Bill came and got them yesterday. I agreed to Pastor Mike to go see him preach.
That's
in
you.
A couple weeks. What else?
That has
no
effect on me.
I agreed to go see another band at Barleycorn's.
Doesn't have anything to do with me.
And I agreed to put Josh in the second round of the World Series of Faceoff. But other than
you're not doing that.
But he's going to play.
You're not
he's
doing
gonna play the defending champ.
No, you're not doing that.
Josh is in the second round of the World
not.
Series of Faceoff.
That is not happening. The others I couldn't care less about.
He gets a bye, I said.
He doesn't get a bye.
He wanted into the finals, and we compromised.
He doesn't get a bye.
We'll see.
That's not happening. Sorry, Josh. I don't care if you go to Jason Eadie or not.
Well, then Josh will just play the worst guy then, as determined by Max.
We're not going to manipulate the World
Series
of Faceoff.
I promised
to get
Josh
some guy to see Jason Eadie.
I got to go golfing with Brad. I got to take somebody to lunch. I mean, there's so many.
Why would anybody want to be around you to get these? Now, are you getting in trouble here?
No. Of course not.
Why would anybody want to be with you to go see Jason Eadie?
Well, they're going to go see Jason Eadie because I've offered other services. I think it's a great deal for everyone. We got to get 240 people into Barleycorn's on August 17th. That's our goal.
Why don't you just do it the traditional way, saying you're really going to like this guy? Why don't you go see him? Instead of all these ridiculous, manipulative offers.
I don't care how it's done. You really will like
this
guy. And
why does it matter so much to you?
Because I just want him to have a good experience here. I want him to get 240 people. That shouldn't be hard in a city of 400,000.
It's so sad what you've become.
It is.
I mean, it is sad.
It is.
I can't even relate to it.
You can't?
No.
You don't believe in something as strongly as let's get people out to enjoy it?
Here's somebody by the name of Bubba. Bubba?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, Bob, I'm one of your Facebook friends, and I think that League 42 is really cool.
Thank you, Bubba. Did you used to have a restaurant?
No.
Okay.
That's my nickname. Hey, I thought it'd be interesting to find out what you guys thought about, I don't know her name, but that lady that won't sing the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's not what it is.
United States soccer team.
No, it's
not.
It's the national anthem, and she's not singing it. About it. Who cares?
What? Yeah. I don't even know the story.
Megan Rapinoe.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I just kind of following it a little bit. But, you know, she's playing on the United States soccer team. So, I don't know. I just wonder what you guys thought about that. Oh, hang on.
All right. Well, I don't know anything about it.
Megan Rapinoe not singing the not singing along with the national anthem that's being played before their games in the World Cup.
Most athletes don't. Now, she said she doesn't want to visit the White House, and I don't care. So there you go. That, in a nutshell, that's my take. Just hearing your version of what's going
right.
on.
Right. I guess she doesn't put her hand over her heart. Whatever. Right, she plays for the United States of America.
If your thought is because of that she doesn't love America, then half the population doesn't love America or more. So, listen, we're in weird times, and I refuse to get dragged down into it.
Everybody just wants to get somebody.
Just don't want to do it. 869-1240, if you've got an opinion on something that's going on in the world of sports. At 425, we'll be joined by Jeff Passan from ESPN, their baseball expert and writer. He'll be on the show at 445. Movie Mike Furches on the show as we get ready for yesterday to debut in 2 days.
Correct. That'll be fun. Still haven't seen the Elton John movie, though.
No, I haven't seen any movies. So I'm the last guy in the world that can talk intelligently about movies and pop culture at this point in time. Top 10 Wednesday kicks off the second hour. The top 10 sports duos of all time.
Yeah,
we can
we'll
have
see
a debate
goes.
About that. And at 5:40 today, a World Series of Faceoff qualifier. We have 25 in.
We need six more.
We need seven more. Mm. You're not giving this clown a pass into the second round.
He already bought tickets.
Don't care.
I think.
Not doing it.
Josh,
Sorry, Josh, if you want to call the show.
Well, I get to make the bracket, so we'll
if
set
you
it
want,
up easy.
But it won't happen.
We'll set it
well,
up
you
easy
know me.
For Josh.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm setting it up easy for Josh. How would you know?
He doesn't deserve to have it set up easy for Josh.
Either it's going to be easy for him or he gets
you
a bye.
That's no integrity. We might as well just fold the tournament.
I was just going to give him a first-round bye.
No, he's not giving him a first-round bye.
He's still got to earn it.
Not giving him a first-round bye. We get 32 people in this tournament. That's the way we've always done it. That's the way it will always be
done.
What
if Josh calls and convinces you that he's
deserving? Josh won't convince me of anything, and I couldn't care less if he goes to Jason Eady.
No, that's too bad.
I seriously don't care.
That hurts my
feelings. If Jason Eady draws 20, I'm not going to lose one bit of sleep.
I will. And won't that make you lose sleep?
No.
Well,
I just simply do not care.
Well, we're getting 240, and then we're going to hashtag it 240 for Edie.
And you're going to feel like you're some guy at this concert.
I'm going to feel like, hey, everyone's out to enjoy the best music.
And I got to go play golf with this guy. I got to go eat lunch with this guy.
People were asking for some crazy things. I thought first round bye in the World Series of Faceoff was pretty mild.
What were they asking for?
Asking for a signed ball from the KU alumni team. I mean, just some crazy stuff that there's no way I could pull off.
Yeah.
Just go to the concert. How about that?
I don't know. The concert will be fine. It's not a monumental evening. It's a concert.
But for our little population here, our little community, it is
apparently
monumental.
I'm not part of that community.
You are.
I'm not as invested in Jason Eady.
But for our little, I used to watch like Craig Kilborn, and he'd do like countdowns to guests coming on that I didn't care about, like Klaus Meine from the Scorpions. And I got into that because it was so important to him that I'm like, okay, this must be great if Craig Kilborn's going to hype it this much.
I've seen Jason Eady. He's an excellent musician. Bottom line, that's it. That's where it begins and ends with
240, me. If you like music. That's all we need
that's
to get.
That's where it begins and ends for me.
Thank you.
So good luck with it. I hope you're successful.
I think I will be.
Here's Bill. Bill, you're on the drive with Bob and Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? I was just going to call and express my gratitude to Jeff for what he did, because I've really given him a hard time several times on the phone. But
it's okay.
I mean,
now what are you doing? What did Jeff agree to do for you, Bill?
Bill got his Guns N' Roses tickets.
I'm going to go see GNR, and I'm also going to go see Jason Eady, providing that Jeff doesn't overbook it and it's sold out or something. And I'm stuck outside standing in the rain, not being able to see Jason Eady or something.
Can you get advanced tickets?
The tickets are on sale now.
Okay, well, all right, though, that sounds good. As long as you haven't overbooked it, it's already sold out.
Well, thanks for your support of Jeff and Jason Eady. They both thank you.
But I'm going to draw the line at the whole momentum thing.
All right, that's fair.
I'm not on board with the momentum deal, but but I'm going to go and check out Jason Eady, and I appreciate music of all forms. So
perfect.
So it'll be fine. I'll come and find you and say hey to you. All right, Jeff.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, we need a break. Scott, sorry, we got a guest coming up who's on a tight time management thing. And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.